Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for My Lowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, and it's the first signing news of the 2018-19 season. Well, we've got the new coach in place, Pete Russell, and now we've got our first signing in place. It's none other than number 61, Scott Pitt. He's coming home to Brayhead after a season with MSHK Žilina in Slovakia and then a spell with Manchester Storm last season. Pitt is back. He's the club's all-time top scorer, scoring 81 goals and 97 assists in 149 games in 3 years with the club, winning the Gardner Conference 3 times. So I asked him how excited he was to be back with the Clan.
I'm super excited to throw the purple back on and get playing in front of the Purple Army again. Very excited.
I mean, you had 3 years before. How much did you enjoy those 3 years with the Clan previously? I mean, you were the club's all-time scorer, so much success as well. It must have been a great time in your career at that point.
Yeah, I mean, my 3 years in Brayhead were definitely unforgettable. My wife and I, we absolutely love it, and we basically consider it our second home away from Canada. So we're super excited to get back there and like I said, throw the purple on again.
Now, you had your season, well, most of a season at Manchester Storm. You won the Patton Conference, finished second in the league working with Ryan again. So what made you decide to come back to Brayhead?
Yeah, this year was it was crazy. So obviously started in Slovakia and then ended up in Manchester with Ryan, and I thought we kind of overachieved this year, and it was a great group of guys, and we were able to get the conference championship there, and it was just a really fun year. But like I said, I really wanted to come back to Brayhead. I feel like it's my second home, and I'm kind of getting to like the end of my career, and I really wanted to go back to Brayhead and play in front of these amazing fans.
And of course, it's different to the club you left. Of course, Ryan being the most obvious change. He went to Manchester, as we've already discussed. Pete Russell is going to be the new coach instead of you. Had a chance to talk to Pete and get an idea of what his plans are for next season?
Yeah, I had a really good chat with Pete actually after the season. He gave me a call and he said he was really interested in bringing me back. And speaking with him, he just seemed very, very passionate and in Brayhead. And he really wants to bring the winning ways back to the organization. And it was all positive, and it got me really excited. So it was pretty easy to talk to him and re-sign with the club.
Now, I heard the rumor, maybe you can nail this for me, that obviously when what happened in Slovakia didn't quite work out for you, there was a rumor that you might have been coming back to Brayhead. Is there any truth in that? Was there a chance that you could have come back to Brayhead last year?
Yeah, I mean, Brayhead definitely talked to me and I had a conversation with them, but to be honest, like I played with Finnerty for 3 years and I love playing for him. And after what happened in Slovakia, I was just kind of really wanted to go back to what I knew and like could expect from Ryan. And I knew I'd be taken care of like with him. And it was kind of just like, it was kind of easy just to go with him. And obviously Becca and Hammond, and there's a lot of familiar faces that were in Manchester. So after kind of what we went through, it was just kind of go back to something I knew. And
of course, as I speak to you, the news has just come out that Clan have re-signed Zach Fitzgerald as well, a guy you know well. I'm right in saying you played with him in his only season at Clan, didn't you? And what's he like as an opponent, certainly?
Yeah, I just saw that, obviously, and I'm very excited to play with Fitzy again. Obviously, he's a very tough opponent to play against, and you don't want to be on his bad side. So I'm really happy to be on his side again this year.
So what is it you want to do with the Clan again this year? You've come back to somewhere very familiar. You've had success in winning conferences there before. What's the target for this year, if any?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the target every year is to win the league. That's the big one, right? But yeah, my 3 years there, we were able to capture the conference trophy each year, and then I saw obviously this year you guys weren't able to do it, and I think that'd be huge to kind of bring back that trophy to the organization. And then, I mean, you kind of got to look at the big picture. You want to win the league, and then obviously, I mean, myself, I haven't really made it to the Final Four, so that would be a huge accomplishment for the club, obviously, and it'd be nice for myself to finally get there.
Absolutely. And of course, we're still only halfway through April, so we've got a good bit to go before the summer series games in August. So what's the plan for you over the next 3-4 months?
Yeah, I mean, we're just settling back home here in Kanata, Ontario. The weather is horrible. It's a lot worse than actually in the UK right now, but as soon as that clears up, I'm big into riding my bike, and I do a little bit of landscaping on the side, so that'll keep me busy and just kind of getting in shape and getting really excited for the season. I mean, obviously we visit with family and friends as much as possible before we head back over.
Great stuff. Scott, great to talk to you again. Glad to have you on board again for next season, and we'll see you in August.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.
And that was Scott Pitt talking about his return to Brayhead Clan after a year away. Well, as you'll already know, there's more signing news that's arrived already, with Zach Fitzgerald agreeing to come back to Brayhead Clan as well as the club's captain. But for all the latest news regarding the club, check out the website, brayheadclan.com. Follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan and on Instagram, same handle, at Brayhead Clan. And on Facebook, like the official Facebook page, Brayhead Clan. Simple as that. Keep an eye out for the latest news around the club. I'll be back with another interview very soon. Bye for now.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.